The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Monday morning for those of you just joining us here on the Power Hour, 1 minute after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, which is what we're broadcasting in. Going to get right to it here because we got a lot of ground to cover. By the way, if you are listening to us on 631-359-8232, that is the correct Power Hour phone number that we control and own. So you're in good company if you're on there. You can share that with your friends, by the way, because we need more listeners. Guests this week, we're having Joe Allen on today. He works with the War Room with Steve Bannon. And we're going to be talking about transhumanism and what they think their plans are for us. Richard Gage, you like him. He will be on the show tomorrow talking about upcoming 9/11 events. Frank Davis will be joining us talking about OptiVita products, which is one of the reasons why we have 10% off this week on all OptiVita products. Deborah Tavares will be talking on Wednesday about the Maui fires and DEWs. DV, by the way, put out an opinion letter saying it wasn't. Deborah Tavares thinks differently. So we're going to get both opinions out there and let you decide. Lee Dundas, an attorney who has been suing Big Pharma and everybody else, you know, to try to stop this persecution of doctors that are in the know, is going to be on Thursday talking about the fight against child slavery. Friday, Paul R. Lawrence, PhD, that's piled higher and deeper. The former Undersecretary for Benefits, U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, is going to discuss veterans' benefits. You get what you get, in other words, right? If you are interested in hearing the Power Hour radio broadcast on your local station and you don't hear it, reach out to the program director of the radio station and tell them to dial us up and listen. That's the way to get us on there, because if they like what they hear, then they call up or support at thepowerhour.com, send us an email, go to our website, and communicate with us. So we have all sorts of interesting ways to get our show out there through them. By the way, we take donations as well. We need that. We have about a $3,000 minimum per month to go towards paying broadcasting bills. All right, because shortwave ain't cheap. We're on 7.490. Anything you can send is good. P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. Call Jay when the Power Mall opens next hour at 877-817-9829. You can also go to thepowerhour.com, click on the Partners tab. Got a bunch of them there. And if you buy through them, please take 5 minutes to call or email us. Let us know. We want to get credit for the purchases. That's how it works. We also have a newsletter you can subscribe to. Go to the Power Mall, thepowerhour.com, the Power Mall, thepowerhour.com. Click on the newsletter tab and sign up. Get the email blast we send out. We also have a forum at thepowerhour.com you can participate in specifically by clicking the community tab. And of course, if you want another way to listen to us, ricksatelliteusa.com is going to be giving another dish away. RickSatelliteUSA.com has supplied people with the Galaxy 19 KU band free-to-air satellite system, which is only, I know, only, and you're on Krieger, only $269 includes shipping, and you never have to pay another fee after that. And like I said, we're going to be giving away one, and you can give Rick a call if you want to inquire about it at 816-228-1801. You can send us a snail mail letter or email us at support@thepowerhour.com and let us know why you think you deserve the giveaway we're going to be doing with the dish system. All right. We're going to actually give it away, but you're going to have to include your name, address, and phone number, because I think Rick Kaler, if he likes your letter, is going to want to call you to make sure you can use it. Because if you don't, like, for example, if you don't have a southern exposure where you have direct contact with the equator from the south, ain't happening. So you can snail mail us at P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. Again, OptiVita products 10% off this week at the Power Mall. We'll be talking to Joe Allen later in the show about Dark Aeon, this new book he's got out. Now we move into some serious conversation. As you know, Trump showed up to Fulton County, got paraded in there like he was some sort of common criminal, gave a mugshot that has gone full tilt boogie on the internet. And of course, the spin doctors, here we go. We're twisting and spinning its finest. And of course, after the interview with Newsmax's Eric Bolling on Trump's arrest in Fulton County, Georgia, CNN analyst and former FBI chief Andrew McCabe said Friday on Inside Politics, CNN, of course, they hire people like him because he's part of deep state. Well, Governor Sarah Palin was on Eric Bolling's show on Newsmax and made comments about the Civil War over the arrest of former President Donald Trump, claiming that they were encouraging political violence. I'm going to play that clip that Eric Bolling ran that got FBI, former FBI chief Andrew McCabe's panties in a wad. And you be the judge. Listen to this 55-second clip and tell me if you agree that she's encouraging political violence. Here we go.
I think those who are conducting this travesty and creating this two-tier system of justice, I want to ask them, what the heck? Do you want us to be in civil war? Because that's what's going to happen. We're not going to keep putting up with this. And Eric, I like that you suggested that we need to get angry. We do need to rise up and take our country back. Now, I would say the RNC, though, that's what's lacking when it comes to collective anger that can be healthy and it can be useful. Where is the RNC? They hold the purse strings to the party. They hold the funds that could be helping out in this situation. They have the platform, and yet they're too timid. A bunch of freaking rhinos running the thing. So the RNC, they better get their stuff together, or I'll have to ask them too. What do they want as an outcome of this civil war?
So what do you think? 844-769-2944. Is she encouraging political violence? Didn't sound like it to me. She's basically saying, look, we're getting a little upset with what's going on in the government. Now, are we paying attention rightfully so? Yes. Why are we doing that? Because we're coming up on the election cycle. You know, Congress people, this is why a lot of people think we ought to have a term limit on everything. I think senators only have a one term. You're in there for 6 years, you're done. And you don't get to take your medical benefits with you. You better go to Walter Reed and get checked out before you're done with your term and get a clean bill of health, because I think they ought to go right back to what everybody else is getting. Maybe they would think twice about making all these benefits for themselves and that just go on and on and on and waste taxpayer money. Well, I bothered to run and I need to be reimbursed. No, you don't. You're either going to serve we the people or you're not. You're going to serve yourself. And that's what these self-serving idiots are doing. Three terms for Congress people. That's 6 years. Same with senator. See, you get three terms. That's it. Because what do they do? And I got my three fingers up on the video if you're watching me in live stream this morning. One, they get elected. Two, they spend the next 2 years trying to get reelected. Now, what are they doing? Three, by that time, they already know where they're headed, whether or not they've done any good. And so you give them three terms, you give senators one. End of story. That means we get to shake it up. It's the only way I see it happening. You may disagree. You may think we shouldn't have term limits. Just let the rank and file run all over us. That sounds like a great idea, doesn't it? You know, this was Newsmax TV's The Balance that Sarah Palin spoke on, that a civil war was, quote, going to happen over the indictments. You know, that's not quite what I heard. So you see how the spin doctors are at it? This is Breitbart, by the way, spin doctors. You know, you can't always trust what the media is going to report, which is why I sit there and pick it apart. Because, yeah, okay, I'm a cynic when it comes to the news media, because I'm a card-carrying news person. I have media credentials. if you didn't notice, I had media credentials on when I was standing right next to General Flynn at the Clay Clark Reawaken America tour. That was my media credential. Okay. Understand, I'm going to pick the hell out of these people because I don't agree with what the media is doing because they're all part of it. They're being controlled by the CIA and deep state and told what to say. And a lot of them are being paid what to say. That's why you get the monkey and his sidekick McCallum up there scolding the crowd, whether instead of listening to what these people are saying in the debate and how the crowd is reacting, he's turning around, scolding the crowd, telling them to quiet. I'm just like, oh, excuse me, sir. That was a big mistake on your part. You just lost my respect completely. You're a monkey. I just have a real problem with Bret Baier. I really do. Fox is just unzipping their fly. Every time I turn around, something is going on. And of course, I don't know if you knew this or not, but one of former President Donald Trump's co-defendants in the election fraud case in Georgia, he's still in jail. Harrison Floyd, the former leader of Black Voices for Trump, was due to appear in court on Friday morning. The judge put it off. No, he's not. He doesn't have a bond hearing. He's got nothing. The judge said court records contain misinformation about Mr. Floyd's case, although he didn't elaborate. He's entitled to a first appearance. One will not be happening today here, according to what the judge told reporters. The judge is getting in on the act. You see, this is our two-tiered justice system, folks, weaponized against the president and everybody that was hanging out with him. Majority of his attorneys got indicted. Now they want to take down the whole group. Now this is going to end up in federal court. And the federal judge, who's an Obama appointee, is going to be playing tit for tat with these people. It's going to end up going to the 11th Circuit. And the 11th Circuit is a little bit more scrutinizing than the Obama judge that's hearing this case. Because so far we've had two people remove their cases to federal court. It's going to happen all the way up the line. All the defendants are going to remove their... I don't know about Harrison Floyd. See, if he was... Yeah, I don't think he was living in Georgia. I think he was in Maryland when they went after him. And I guess he, like, punched an FBI agent. Of course, they didn't identify themselves. And I told you... Yes, I told you. Yeah, I was doing the... let's see, what is that? The argument clinic there on Monty Python. As we predicted last week on the Power Hour, this Trump mugshot has generated another $7.1 million in donations to the Trump 2024 campaign. It backfired on him. And not only that, the memes that are out there are taken over social media by storm. It's unbelievable. I mean, they got a picture of Trump, you know, giving the mean, dirty look in his mugshot. And there's a picture of Joe Biden right behind him in this one particular meme. And he's sniffing his hair. And the caption says, "Not now, Joe." I mean, the memes that are coming out are just hysterical. It's got Trump with a mask with skull and bones and everything on it. I mean, they are memeing him like crazy on social media. This is backfired. This is what I'm saying. The real truth, when it comes out, they're going to find out. The 11th Circuit, I have read some of their RICO decisions over the weekend. The 11th Circuit does not take these RICO allegations lightly. And whatever Fannie Willis, before she gets smacked on the fanny by the federal courts, whatever she's claiming that she's got on these people, I don't think, just from what I'm reading and from what the RICO claims are allowed to assert and what they have to get away with, there's a burden of proof in RICO that's substantially higher, civil or criminal. Doesn't matter. You go look that stuff up for yourself if you don't believe me. I don't know that Fannie Willis has much of a case. The legal pundits are all, of course, coming out after Trump and going, he's going down. There's no way the RNC is going to put him up there. Look, if we the people want him, the RNC better be paying attention. Because people, there's nothing stopping everybody from going to the polls and doing a write-in. Donald Trump, there's nothing stopping him from doing it. Now, see, there's the thing about this ballot harvesting. If we're not paying attention to this stuff, we have to be paying attention to what Dominion Voting Systems is doing. There's got to be a way to jam internet signals on the night of the election to keep them from connecting to Wi-Fi. There's got to be some way to jam this stuff so they can't do this. Because, I mean, they did it once. What makes you think they're not going to do it again? I mean, Trump already is screaming election interference. That's what it says on the memes. Now, of course, Joe, I'm talking about the idiot in the White House that has a mental acuity of office furniture. He now says to Congress that you need to give me billions more to create more death vaxes. And of course, they show a picture in the media of Joe probably getting another B12 shot. He's not getting the death vax. He'd be dead already if he was. The man has prion diseases. Didn't you know that? I mean, here he's going to be, they're going to allow him to be injected with a neurologically disordered type of a vaccine. They call it that. So all of America that trusts our government is just going to go run and get the new jab. He wants Congress to fund it. Now it's time to make calls to Congress and tell them no to funding any of this garbage. People apparently are still, they're doing gain of function research. Why is this research allowed to go on? Oh, they're making a vaccine to prevent it. No, they're not. They're going to put modified RNA in the jab. In all the new jabs, doesn't matter what it is, RSV, you name it. And that's not revised standard version either. And then what's worse is Biden is requiring, according to his commentary, what he told the media, he is requiring everybody to get the new jab. Really? Seriously? Yeah, I can tell you right now, this is not going to sit well with we the people. We have another issue because a lot of you have been calling the show saying that mRNA vaccines are coming to your beef. We already know they're in pork. It looks like we're going to have Franken chicken. Now they want Franken beef. We have an episode of World Alternative Media for you to watch. Josh Sigurdsson discusses the evidence proving the meat supply has already been tainted with mRNA. And of course, you have to understand this comes from Natural News, which I deem many times to be a scare source. One guy gets on and says they're already tainting organic this or that. Organic, let's see, what is the name of the company here? The National Organic Standards Board or NOSB. They have decided to consider the use of vaccines produced through excluded methods or genetic modification in organic food production. Since then, the committee advised the USDA that genetically engineered vaccines could only be permitted in organic production if an equivalent vaccine is commercially unavailable. However, Organic Eye, an industry watchdog, suggests otherwise. The Organic Eye said some USDA-certified organic beef producers are already using genetically engineered vaccines in their livestock. So what did I do when I heard about this? Well, I started researching my local butchers, and I suggest you do the same. And you need to call them up, like I'm going to do this morning, and I'm going to ask them, look, I want to buy a freezer full of meat from you, and I want to know where you're getting your beef from. Are these guys genetically engineering shots in their beef? Because I don't want to buy tainted meat. Do you actually pre-screen this stuff and then ask these folks? I also found two farmers markets in my area too. Local growers, so you can help the community out, right? That way you know this stuff is being grown organically and it's not this nonsense with genetically modified and genetically engineered foods. See, some of these articles you really have to sift through because when it comes from scare sources, and not every time does Natural News put this stuff out, I really have to read between the lines on some of this stuff because they rely on the testimony of one guy and one company, and they don't look at multiple sources before they put this out. And this is one of the reasons why, you know, they're sitting there doing the same thing we do. We have Heaven's Harvest, right? Which is natural. That's where we have the seeds, you know? So you can grow your own. Big issue there. That's our top five news stories here at 19 minutes after the hour. And of course, I have to take a little sip here of my homemade brew here. I've got some chaga tea with Manuka honey in it this morning. And it's good. Viktor Shokin, you remember him? The former Ukrainian prosecutor, General Viktor Shokin. Well, he told Fox News One Nation over the weekend that he believed that both President Joe and his son, Hunter, were bribed. According to the former prosecutor general, he said his firing by then Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko was done at the behest of then Vice President Biden, who once boasted about it in a discussion with the CFR. So you see, they're all tied in on this. A new drone attack on Moscow early Saturday forced a temporary shutdown of all three major airports serving the city, according to Russian state media. And of course, officials are blaming Ukraine for what appear to be the latest of near daily strikes on the Russian capital and the surrounding region. As far as narrative busting, Greek fire department officials have arrested two men over the weekend for allegedly deliberately starting fires as hundreds of firefighters battle blazes that have been blamed for 21 deaths. These two guys are likely to face either life imprisonment or the death penalty there. One man was arrested on Evia for allegedly deliberately setting a fire to dried grass in the island's Karistos area. The fire department said the man confessed to having set four other fires in the area in July and August. So what do? Cut off his hands like they do for thieves in Saudi Arabia? The Canadian Ombudsman for Responsible Enterprise, or CORE, they got to have an acronym for it, announced it's investigating the Canadian branches of Walmart, Hugo Boss, and Diesel for the alleged use of Uyghur slavery in their supply chains. CORE is a human rights watchdog whose purview includes human rights abuses along international supply chains connected to corporations in Canada. Reporters from Bloomberg News have tracked down one of China's fabled electric vehicle graveyards on Friday, a vast lot near the city of Hangzhou, where hundreds of discarded electric vehicles are rotting away, covered with weeds and cobwebs. Huh. And they want to market all of these to the U.S.? Oh, my. I feel sorry for the poor bastards that are going to buy these things. They believe everything they hear. This is sad. Three U.S. Marines died over the weekend after their Osprey aircraft came down during war games on a remote tropical island in the northern tip of Australia. Another 20 were injured, with five flown to a hospital in serious condition. 23 personnel were on board a fully loaded Bell MV-22B Osprey when it crashed on Melville Island, 30 miles off the coast from Darwin, the capital of the Northern Territory. And you want to talk about hacking? What hacks you up? How about a staggering security breach? London's Metropolitan Police Force says it has stepped up security after a company that holds details of its officers and staff was hacked, the whole database. The force said late Saturday they'd been authorized access to the IT system of one of its suppliers. Said the company, which didn't name, had access to names, ranks, photos, vetting levels, and payroll numbers for officers and staff, but didn't hold personal information such as addresses, phone numbers, or financial details. But they were still hacked. What'd that tell you? More than 90% of South Koreans say that they're going to reduce their seafood consumption due to radiation concerns. Why? Fukushima, Fukushima, Fukushima. Yeah. It's happening. It's causing quite a stir. That's a look at your world news here at 23 minutes after the hour. Now we focus on the state of emergency that's been declared by the governor in Florida for 33 counties as Tropical Storm Idalia is expected to make the landfall along the west coast of Florida by Tuesday this week. It's a low-pressure system dubbed Invest 93L. But it could ramp up enough with the warm waters in the Gulf to be at least a Category 1 by the time it makes landfall. And it looks like Tampa Bay and the Panhandle, somewhere between those two areas, is where it's going to hit, according to the forecasters. Weathermen on crack, I call them. White House visitor logs Now, you didn't say that Biden didn't know. White House visitor logs show that an aide for special counsel Jack Smith quietly met with the White House's counsel office weeks before the indictment of President Donald Trump on classified documents charges. Jay Bratt, a prosecutor on Mr. Smith's team, according to the Epoch Times, met with Caroline Saba, deputy chief of staff for President Biden's White House counsel office on March 31. Biden didn't know? Yeah, they knew. They all knew. The whole thing is contrived to knock Trump off his footing and keep the RNC from nominating him as, no, not going to happen. Now, here's something really scary for those of you that are in the know, that need to know. The FAA is reporting that nearly 5,000 pilots allegedly lied about having medical conditions which would bar them from flying. Yeah, passenger flights. Huh. The pilots under scrutiny are military veterans who told the FAA they're healthy enough to fly yet failed as required by law that they were supposed to disclose they were collecting veterans' benefits for disabilities that could bar them from the cockpit. VA investigators discovered the inconsistencies more than 2 years ago by cross-checking federal databases, but the FAA kept many details of that secret from you and me. Makes you just want to jump on a flight, doesn't it? And we want to just bring on woke pilots now with very little training? Yeah. Fly the friendly skies of Disunited. Yep. Of course, you heard about the couple that wanted to fly United, but the stewardess wouldn't let them. Kevin McCarthy, by the way, has done the honorable thing and ordered the U.S. Capitol flag lowered to half staff to honor the 13 troops killed 2 years ago in the Afghanistan withdrawal. A federal judge has ordered a second evidentiary hearing for removal of that Fulton County case. All the defendants have surrendered. One is still in jail, like we told you before. The Southern Nevada Health District is now reporting that it was investigating cases of Legionnaire's disease, a severe form of pneumonia among guests who stayed in Caesar's Palace Casino and Hotel, and one at the Orleans Hotel and Casino. Legionella bacteria causes fever, cough, shortness of breath, muscle aches, headaches, according to the CDC. Can you believe it? We'll be back with more news and information to talk about this liberal education system we got here and all the crazy stuff that's going on after we come back. Listen to these important messages, and remember, we do take donations, but shop at the Power Mall. That helps us out a lot. We'll be right back.
I reached out to Grown by Nature and asked if they had a zinc product that they thought could help, and they did. Not only is zinc amazing for skin healing, it has helped with his neurological behavioral. Somebody is considering taking that zinc and copper, and if, you know, they have a child who struggles with behavioral or neurological aspects, what I've found out is that zinc is critical for the natural creation of neurotransmitters. And if you don't have enough neurotransmitters, you can have neurological and therefore behavioral effects that you do not want in your child. Grown by Nature, zinc and copper formula, it helped us now figure out things that will help him for his future.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time. I just took my Strauss Heart Drops. Did you? Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thanks so much for joining us on this Monday. I've got some more disconcerting news. You want to talk about gain-of-function research. Well, the Biden administration is investing up to $24 million to develop messenger RNA based platforms and technology aimed at more effectively fighting cancer and other diseases. Now, if you're going to do that, and see, here's the thing. We now have a new and improved biomedical research agency called the Advanced Research Projects Agency for Health, or ARPA-H. Gee, doesn't that sound a little bit like DARPA? Yeah. Boy, that's original, isn't it? $24 million investment in, quote, curing the uncurable via RNA-encoded immunogene tuning, or CURIT. And, of course, this was made over the weekend. Yeah, CURIT is going to be led by a team at Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia. Are they a level four? Time to do some studying. RNA encoded immunogene tuning. Now, that should give you a clue as to what's really up their sleeve, and are they doing gain of function research under the guise of curing the incurable? This is all hogwash or horse patootie. Let's be nice. I can't say the S word. That would be improper. The FCC would take issue with it because that's one of the seven words you can't say on radio. But you know where I'm going with that, right? Everybody that has gotten the jab that I'm aware of is sick. And we know that there's junk in it because some of them got E. coli and they haven't gotten rid of it yet. So think about this. And, you know, when you want to tell them, look, you need to be taking raw pine power plus, you need to be taking something, you know, black seed oil, you need to be taking something. And they're not doing it. They're just ignoring me. See, this is what I mean. You're doing the same thing out there. You're trying to reach out to people, that trying to make a difference, and they're still fighting you on it, even though they're sick. They're in denial. And it's some of them are dead already. Unfortunately, a lot of my listeners here have lost loved ones that way. And they're just like, look, you can't be in denial all this time. The recent mask mandates, of course. Ron Johnson from Wisconsin is sounding the alarm after a small number of offices, hospitals, and schools have started to reinstate wearing a face diaper. Describing the mandates as alarming, Ron Johnson told the Moms for Liberty group over the weekend they are ineffective and said he would keep fighting them. Well, Kaiser Permanente has reversed a recent policy that would require masks in its hospital after it reinstated the mandate days before. Hollywood Studio also said it would do away with its mandate. Why is that? One word, pushback. This is where you have to say, we're not doing this again. We did this face diaper thing before. No, I'm sorry. I'm not putting Depends on my face. Huh. Huggies or Depends. They get you coming and going, don't they? No, it's not helping. They've done enough research to know it's not helping. Fauci's a liar. We already know that. He's worse than a liar. The guy's worse than Nuremberg. We have an opinion letter by DV on her email blast saying that the fires were not caused by directed energy weapons. There's no proof that they were, according to DV. Now, you got to, if you want to subscribe, I want to point it out so that you can read that, right? So you know. And as far as our liberal education goes, a teacher at Corona Arts and Sciences Academy in New York City was arrested yesterday, or rather last week, rather, and charged with raping a 14-year-old male student. Melissa Rockensies, a 33-year-old middle school teacher and former dean who once posted to social media about helping kids understand consent, was arrested last week in Queens, charged with raping a 14-year-old male student. Oh, but he consented. A Chicago teacher was found, this is a private school teacher, with an attempted production of child porn once he was caught with a teenage boy in Florida. Emilio Amado Verdoljak was found at Miami International Airport accompanied by a 17-year-old boy from Argentina after arriving from Buenos Aires. Noting the minor told officials the private school teacher was teaching him English. Oh, yeah, he was. Attempted production of child porn. Now, you wonder what happened to those kids that are coming across the border? Yeah, now you know. A football coach at a Georgia high school has been arrested after being seen on video appearing to punch a teenage player in the gut during a game. The adult, whose name has not been publicly released, coaches for Mays High School in Southwest Atlanta. The Mays Raiders were playing a game in Douglas County on Saturday at the Eddie S. Henderson Stadium at Midtown High School in Atlanta when the incident was caught on videotape, and it went viral. So apparently now the team, of course, is saying, well, he's not really a coach. He's like an assistant. Yeah. You don't have any right to go punching kids in the stomach. He's been arrested for assault. Huh. Pretty crazy, huh? Before I get to the phone lines, I want to get to the Second Amendment cases here for the benefit of you veterans out there that are listening. Three people were shot and killed in a Jacksonville, Florida Dollar General store early Saturday. The suspected shooter is also dead. He allegedly fired at cars outside the store before going inside. Then he barricaded himself in the store. Of course, Jacksonville Sheriff, and we're talking about Duval County. For those of you who need to understand that Jacksonville doesn't have a sheriff, Duval County has a sheriff. Jacksonville is in Duval County, so the news media blew that line. Jacksonville Sheriff, I love it. Man, these people need to get their story straight. TK Waters said the Dollar General store shooting suspect hated black people. The three people that were killed in the shooting called police to say he left behind. We're talking about the parents here. Three people. The parents called the cops to say that the shooter left a manifesto. Sheriff Waters indicated the suspected shooter, who killed himself after killing three, carried out a racially motivated attack on the Dollar General in a predominantly black neighborhood. And he also added, made sure reporters knew this, it's not the gun. This guy acquired both of his guns legally. The guy was armed with a Glock handgun and an AR-15 style rifle. Two women were shot while attending a Chicago White Sox home game. That's how crazy things are getting. And nobody knows where the shots came from. Huh. Seven were injured during a shooting Saturday morning in the Boston Caribbean Carnival celebration in heavily gun-controlled Massachusetts. Well, that makes all the sense in the world, doesn't it? Multiple people have been arrested in connection. Numerous firearms recovered. Till the criminals have them. Brandon Johnson, Chicago, 17 shot just from Friday into mid-afternoon Saturday. One shooting was fatal. Crazy, isn't it? Jeff in North Carolina, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Dave. I hope you had a good weekend. I got a couple things I definitely want to tell you about, man. First off, you touched on the Jacksonville thing. I lived in Jacksonville for a very long time. I was in the Navy in Jacksonville, and I got out there, and I stayed there. And it used to be – Jacksonville used to be a very nice place right there on that – on the St. John's River and everything. Have you ever been there before?
I sure have. I did a couple of, three performances and piano bar at the Jacksonville Suns game.
Oh,
so
really?
I knew Peter Bragan and Pedro. Yeah. The guys that owned that club before they sold it. I knew them very well. They were very dear friends of mine, and they used to book me in to entertain the crowds there at the stadium during the games. I dressed up as Austin Powers, for those of you who just want to know. I know you're just dying to know how I was entertaining. Well, of course I did, baby, yeah. I know it looks weird, right, Jeff? Okay, come on. Somebody threw me a freaking bone here. Yeah, see, that's what I was doing. So I even got a stalker on the deal.
Oh, I'm sorry I missed you, Dave. I would have loved to have seen that.
Yeah, I bet you would. Anyway.
I got to tell you this, man, that this is unreal. The other night I'm scanning through, you know, on my TV, and I saw that pop up about the murder down there. And, I had a couple things happen to me in between 2015 and 2018 down there. I was trying to get on my feet, and I was having some issues. I was working some temp jobs and so forth, and I had some other issues, but I think I already told you this before, and I'm sorry if I'm repeating, but I had a job with AAA down there.
Yeah, you did tell me that.
I went out on. Did I tell you that?
Yeah, you did.
Okay, and I got confronted by a very hostile African American person, and I also got assaulted on a job by an African-American person. Now, Dave, I told a friend of mine down there about the same age as me. I'm 62. Very, very good friend. I got another friend down there who's a retired sheriff that I talk to every now and then. I believe that town is possible that, you know, I saw those people standing there, that sheriff and those people standing there in the background of that interview with the sheriff. They are so out in left field. They're saying that we've never really had any issues here. We've got a good community. They got their heads so stuck in the sand that there is toxicity in that city like you
nobody's
could throw
business.
A match in there.
Yep, I get it. That's one of the hot spots. Yep, I've been there. I've driven through the town. I've seen it multiple times. It's like it's a place you want to visit real quick, and then you want to get the hell out of Dodge. I mean, I have friends that are living there still. So I just, they seem to like it. But then again, the first time, and there's always a first time, that they get harassed, robbed, shot, whatever the case may be, all of a sudden it's not a nice place to live anymore. So, you've been assaulted, the game, and I appreciate your shedding some light on that. It is one of those major cities that is a hotspot. And see, here's the thing. I'm a member and have been for years, since 2012, of the Florida Sheriff's Association. And, Grady Judd's one of my heroes. The thing is they have always said they would rather have us armed and be responsible. But see, when you got a guy like this, and see, all the right wing, people out there agree, but the left wing gun control nuts out there are saying, see, guns kill people. No, the guy could have come up there with a knife and started stabbing people. He could have put pantyhose around their neck and choked them. Does that mean we need to outlaw pantyhose too? I mean, these people are stupid. You're right about the left wing attitude down there. There are some in the major cities. This is a problem. And the media, of course, because they're motivated by the CIA to encourage violence more than Sarah Palin did on our little broadcast here. They're more inclined to encourage violence than the guy that wrote the manifesto and went and shot up a Dollar General. They just keep promoting
it. Oh, yeah. Here's the thing about it, Dave. You know how it is because you've been down there, but you've got the perfect element for bad things happening there. You've got some of the black community that's out there, and then you've
they're
some
in a bad way,
rednecks.
Jeff. Yeah, I know, they're rednecks. I know you got everybody, but Jeff, they're in a bad way down there. Everybody's thinking the economy is wonderful. It's not. They are shoplifting in Dollar General like nobody's business. I mean, I got a report on that in my economy and business section. This is one of the reasons why people are they're tired of this stuff. And they literally, if they're shoplifting at Dollar General, think about that. People, the economy is really bad if they're going to go that far.
Oh, God, there's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. Well, like you said, the economy and the other things in the world and in the nation are so bad. And it's like these people, like I saw those people standing in the background, Dave, the sheriff, and those other people. And it's like they're just standing there like they're totally in another world, like we're going to be okay and we're going to take care of this and we're going to have a good community here. And these people are just, they've got their head so far stuck in the sand. It's like, well, what are they thinking? You know what I'm saying?
I thought it was stuck in other places besides the sand, Jeff. my whole thing is, look, it's a powder keg waiting to happen. And the more you create a food shortage, the more that you supply all these illegal immigrants and take the jobs away from people that need them. And the more you start stripping away things like all those people on Medicaid that now don't have benefits anymore. And those who all of a sudden they're cutting back on their food stamps. You got people that are highly motivated to go out and commit crimes. And then when you look at what's going on in L.A. with all these smash and grabs and these, flash mobs that come in and just come into a store and 2 minutes later they walk out with half the good merchandise to sell it to buy drugs and other stuff in order to survive. You got to wonder how many more catalysts need to be applied to the scenario to get everything into full tilt boogie? That's what I got to wonder.
Oh, yeah, full tilt. Yeah, you're exactly right. And one more thing, Dave. I saw some good friends of mine yesterday We go to church up here, but we went into a Burger King yesterday here where I live in North Carolina, a country town, and you still see these people walk around with these COVID masks on. And I swear, Dave, I have to hold my mouth back because I just, these people walking around, they look like zombies. And I'm with my wife, and she goes, Jeff, just shut up. Yeah, don't say nothing. Yeah.
These people are compliant, Jeff. They're compliant. Government says you need to wear a face diaper. As much as I want to go face diaper and point a finger at him and yell it out and embarrass him, you know, and then they get it all incensed. And I mean, we don't want you to get assaulted again, because if you accuse somebody of wearing a face diaper, Jeff, it's their medical belief that they're doing the right thing, even though you and I both know maybe that's one less person we need on the face of the earth. So you just keep breathing in that titanium dioxide and maybe you'll die of a lung condition. You know, stupid is as stupid does. We all get that. I appreciate your call this morning. Boy, in Burger King of all places, too. Face diapers. Wow. I'm sorry. I got to start calling them that. I know what they want you to think. Mask mandates. I call them face diapers because it's a sign of compliance to everybody that still believes what the government tells them. In more economic news, while I still got 5 minutes left in the show for this hour, the IRS has agreed to put a 2-year freeze on implementation of a contentious new rule that requires catch-up contributions by higher income participants in 401k and similar retirement plans to be designated as after-tax Roth contributions. And what did it? Public pressure. You see, that's what it takes, is making phone calls to your congressman who then turn around and breathe on the IRS. Drug testing has revealed a surge in employee marijuana use as more states legalize pot. As a matter of fact, the American workers, 25% have tested positive for marijuana, which is a 25-year record. Huh. Oh, far out, man. Yeah, our country doesn't just run on Dunkin', man. America runs on pot, man. Oh, man, did you? Hey, I can smell it, man. Oh, my goodness. You got to love it. Oh, man, that girl running around stoned, man. Yeah. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has announced a jobs program. For who? You and me? No. Here we got 380,000 New Yorkers unemployed, and she wants to announce a jobs program for tens of thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens arriving in the sanctuary state every week. You see, this is who Kathy Hochul, you got to understand, these people do not deserve to be in office when you don't have a job, but the illegal border crossers get a job. They get the J-O-B, you don't. Now, let's use the liberal term here. Is that fair? Yeah, I think you can answer that question, right? A work stoppage by nearly 150,000 United Auto Workers at GM, Ford, and Stellantis would result in an economic loss of more than $5 billion after 10 days, according to the Anderson Economic Group. Well, they're getting closer to the deadline, and there may be a 40-day strike in the offing or more. I mean, this is what happened in 2019. Detroit automakers and the UAW broke down, cost them $3.6 billion. It's going to cost them more now. Why? Because the cost of manufacturing these things and the cost of labor has gone up. Now it's going to be more than $5 billion after just 10 days. So will the UAW, 150,000 UAW workers at GM, Ford, and Stellantis go on strike? Remains to be seen, but would it teach the companies, the corporate America, a lesson? Maybe. Rite Aid. You ever heard of the drug retailer? They're going to file for bankruptcy in the coming weeks to address mass federal and state lawsuits in the drugstore chain over the alleged role in the sale of opioids. Yep. Rite Aid. There you go. Yep. This according to people familiar with the company's plans. The number of transgender surgeries nearly tripled in the U.S. starting in 2018 after the Obama administration forced health insurance companies to cover the costs, and doctors and hospitals rushed in to reap the rewards, according to a new study. So the insurance companies are now paying for sex changes. Wow. This is what it is. And Obama's the one that set it up, which makes you wonder about all those rumors about is Obama gay and who is Michelle Obama really? Some people have said it's really Michael. I don't know. It's amazing what people say, isn't it? Wells Fargo, for years, has overcharged almost 11,000 investment advisory accounts about $27 million in fees, according to allegations from federal regulators. The SEC said Wells Fargo's fees were excessive, and they agreed to pay a $35 million civil penalty to settle the matter without admitting or denying the charges. Oh, yeah, without admitting or denying. $35 million is a drop in the bucket. They'll keep doing it. And we have a video, back to the poll. America's only unionized group of strippers returns to work in Northern Hollywood, California. The only unionized group of strippers in the country at the Star Garden Topless Dive Bar. Isn't that amazing? The power of unions. We'll be back, hopefully, with Joe Allen after these words. Here on the Power Hour, stay with us.
Are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.